Winnie Raquel Robinson, good morning.
The captain.
Aye, aye, sir.
What up, Winnie,
like
baby?
Gilligan this morning. I feel more like Gilligan this morning. Hey, fam.
Good morning.
Yeah, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
good morning.
I'm ready.
You ready for the family reunion?
I'm ready. You know what? Last year was my first time, and I loved it. I'm ready to come back.
Well, we're ready to have you.
I cannot wait.
And you know, you got a lot of assignments, Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Ooh, that scares me. It sounds like homework. Now, what's going on? What do you mean assignments?
Well, you're going to be participating in a number of events.
Yeah, you know what? But last year, I felt like I didn't do enough. I wanted to do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did the college mentoring last year, and then, you know, I had a little booth and, you know, signing and had my little T-shirts. But now I'm doing...
twerking.
Last year's
T-shirt, twerking.
Hey.
Well, honey, this time it's twerking and working. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
But this year I'm doing the Hollywood Longevity. I guess I know a little bit about that.
Yes, you do.
And, and then I'm doing the college thing again. You know, I'm an HBCU girl.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Howard.
Yes. So
the real HU.
Oh, thank you. You know what?
I say the same thing at Hampton, though.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, you're one of them.
I'm one of them. Yeah, depending on who I'm talking to. If you're Hampton, I say the real HU. If you're Howard, I say the real HU.
Well, I'll say this. The real HU this year had President Barack Obama do the commencement services. So I don't know how many HBCUs can actually say that. So I do take pride in that. I think
the captain.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Gilligan. Thank you.
And that is true. He is Gilligan. You're right about that.
I'm kidding.
No,
that's
you're
my
right
skipper.
About that.
No, he's my skipper.
Do you think you would have as much longevity in this business had it not been for your education at Howard?
You know what? And I'm going to be totally, totally transparent, and I'm going to say yes. And one of the reasons I'm going to say yes is because going to Howard, I was able to do non-traditional shows. Like, I was able to do the Shakespearean shows, the Tennessee Williams plays, and all those things that I might not have had the opportunity to do the same role if I had gone to a more...
You might not have been in
the
How
play. Would you
You're
say...
Absolutely right.
Trump University. You know what I mean?
and because of your training at Howard, you think that is the reason why you've had such longevity in the business, huh?
I think so. I mean, it gave me all of the hard knocks, the ups and downs. And then when I looked to my left and to my right, my peers, I was there with Taraji. Mm-hmm. I was there, you know, Anthony Anderson. You know, I was there with Paula J. Parker, Isaiah Washington. So I felt like I was with the creme, you know, in terms of competition and work ethic and all of that. So when I got out here and, you know, really got into the grind, into the business, I was like, oh, this is all of the stuff that I was doing at Howard, you know, because we didn't have the bells and whistles. So we had to work extra hard. You know, I had to learn how to tie a lighting instrument with a shoestring and some bubble gum. You know what I mean? We had to be, you know, because we didn't
make it work.
Have,
yeah.
We had to
yeah,
make it work.
And learn all of the roles, all of the parts, as well as all of the technical stuff.
And
exactly.
Put all of it together with you being a great actress. I mean, we talk all the time about when we watch shows, we always, I mean, I know I do, well, Wendy would have been great in that. Or Wendy would have, we do that all the time. But you're just that good.
Because you are.
Oh, thank you.
You really are.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. You know, the would have been, should have been. You know, she would have been.
It is
because if you, as you said, at Howard.
The real HU.
Said at Howard, you look to your left and you look to your right. And you had these people. And now you look to your left and look to your right. And you all are all there at the top.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's kind of a pinch me moment, you know what I mean? So I don't take anything for granted, and you know, and that's what I want to, you know, let the young people know, especially at the family reunion, you know, is that don't take anything for granted. And the people that you're out here in the trenches with, those are going to be the CEOs, you know, hopefully, you know, as well as yourself, you know. So I believe in treating everybody kindly, and that goes. Like, when I first met Mara Brock-Akil, who was the executive producer on The Game and Girlfriends, she was a production assistant answering phones on the Sinbad pilot.
Isn't that great?
And I was like, what you doing answering these phones? You're so cute. She's like, no, I'm a writer. I'm a writer. I said, yes, you are. And then, boom, she gave me my really, really big, breakthrough.
Won't he do it?
Look, treat everybody kind. You know, that little production.
And your foundation,
that get
you
water,
back to the
say
community,
thank you.
Too.
Yes, you do. And that's what you. Then that's what you learn at an HBCU, to give back.
Yeah. 20 years of Amazing Grace Conservatory.
Oh, how
we coming
wonderful.
Up on it, Tom Joyner. 20 years of giving back
good.
With my school. So God is good. I can't wait to spread some love and some little jingle down at the family reunion.
All right.
That's the captain, y'all.
That's my girl. Okay. Winner Raquel Robinson. I'll see you Labor Day weekend.
Baby.
It's on and cracking.
For the All-State Time, join a family reunion.
Thanks, Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Thank you, Wendy.
See you soon.
Thank y'all.